This week's parasha, Parashat Chaye Sarah, we read about the passing of Sarah Imenu and the efforts of Abraham Avinu to bury her in Me'arat HaMachpelah. Hachamim say that when Abraham Avinu eulogized Sarah, he recited the Mizmor of Eshet Chayil, praising Sarah's greatness. Each of the Pesukim in Eshet Chayil referred to another attribute of Sarah. The Pesuk Zamema Sadeh V'Tikachehu, she has plotted to receive a plot of land, and she has purchased it, is taken by Chachamim to refer to Ma'arat HaMachpelah, Sarah's final resting place. The obvious question is that Sarah never intended to purchase Ma'arat HaMachpelah, and it was only bought by Abraham after her passing. What is the connection then to Sarah acquiring the plot? One may say that it is the greatness of Sarah during her lifetime that has earned her this plot and as a final resting place, next to Adam and Chava. The willingness of Bnei Chet, who closed their doors of their businesses on the day of Sarah's burial and pushed for the sale of Ma'arat HaMachpelah and the Hashgaha Pratit that enabled her to end up in that final resting place, this was all a merit of her lifetime of devotion to Chesed and to service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another important lesson that we are to learn from this story of Abraham Avinu burying Sarah is the constrained behavior of Abraham while dealing with Bnei Chet and purchasing Sarah's burial plot, despite extremely difficult situation he was in. As the Torah says, Me'al Pene Meto. In Halakha, the period of time between the passing of an immediate relative and the burial is referred to as Aninut, which literally means bitterness, and the mourner is referred to as an Onen. Aside from the fact that it is the most difficult stage of mourning and sadness, which is why Mideoraita and Onen may not eat korbanot, which require a joyous state of mind, one is also exempt from many mitzvot, which the Mishnah lists in the beginning of the third parak of Berachot, including Kiryat Shema, Tefillah, Tefillin, and many more, as we will discuss. It is important to note that some of the halachot that we will discuss will depend on each community's minhag, and therefore, it is advisable to consult with one's rabbi for the final psak halacha. The Talmud Yerushalmi writes two explanations why an onen is exempt from mitzvot. One explanation is that because the onen is charged with burying his dead, if he tends to other mitzvot, he may not be fully involved with the burial. This would follow the general rule of ha'osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha'mitzvah. One who is dealing with one mitzvah is exempt from doing another mitzvah. For example, one who is writing tefillin may be exempt from reading Kiryat Shema during that time. Similarly, because this mourner is tasked with burying his dead, he is exempt for any other mitzvot that may detract him from his purpose. Another explanation is that it is a slight to the honor of the deceased if his immediate relatives are engaged in doing mitzvot rather than tending to his burial. While according to the first reason, seem that one may still choose to do other mitzvot, as he is merely exempt from doing mitzvot, but not banned. According to the second reason, which sees an onen who does mitzvot as a form of disrespect to the deceased, it would be forbidden to be stringent and fulfill any of the mitzvot of which the onen is exempt, even if it would not delay or impact the burial whatsoever. Lehalacha, we do not even allow and onen to do a mitzvah, recite a beracha, birkat hamazon, or say Kiryat Shema, even if he wants to. It is important to note that regardless of which explanation we would follow, these exemptions are not a result of the sadness that the mourner is in, but rather due to his obligation to take care of the burial. The Rishonim discuss whether one who loses a married sister in a different city, which he will anyways not be burying, he has the status of an onen or not. The Tosafot relate that when Rabbeinu Tam lost his married sister who lived in another city, he did not consider himself an onen, because he was not taking care of the burial whatsoever. Nevertheless, Maran follows the opinion of the Rosh that considered such a person as an onen. Still, if one has done everything that is in his power to bury the deceased, he will no longer be considered an onen. This will be very applicable when the mourner is placing a deceased on a plane to Eretz Israel with other relatives who will take full charge of the burial. If the this mourner is no longer needed for the burial procedure, even to make phone calls or handle with the Hevra Kadisha, then his aninut period is over and he will be obligated to fulfill all of the mitzvot. Many Haranim maintain that this is the case even when the mourner will be attending the funeral, but has nevertheless given the Hevra Kadisha the body along with the full authority to carry out the burial. Since in this case the mourner has done all that he can in order to bury his dead, and it is now solely in the hands of the Hevra Kadisha. Haronim such as the Shulchan Gavoah, Chochmat Adam, Kaf HaChaim, Sdei Chemed, Mishnah Berurah, and many more maintain that he is no longer considered an onen, and he will have to recite Berachot, Keriyat Shema, and the like. Still, Rav Shmuel Pinchasi in his work Chaim VaChesed on the laws of Avelut, in the name of Chacham Avadia Yosef Zatzal, writes that the prevailing custom is to still refrain from reciting Berachot or doing other mitzvot until the actual burial. In a similar vein, the halacha is that on Shabbat and Yom Tov, because one can anyways not bury the dead during those times, there will be no laws of aninut, and one must go to shul and pray and do all other mitzvot. The Kaf HaChaim and Chacham Avadia Yosef write that in such a case, one should pray Arvit of Motzei Shabbat before sunset, when he would become exempt due to his aninut. Let us now discuss the prohibitions of enonen. The Mishnah states that enonen is exempt from tefillah, tefillin, Keriyat Shema, and all other mitzvot. Rav Shmuel Pinchasi Shlita cites the Hida in Birkei Yosef, who writes that Enonen would not even have to answer Amen and should not do so. He is also not counted for a minyan or zimun, and he does not recite Birkat Hamazon. Still, the Chaim VaChesed rules that he should wash Netilat Yadayim before eating bread without a beracha. Clearly, he may not transgress any Torah rabbinic prohibitions. His exemption is merely from doing positive mitzvot aseh. Shlomo Zalman Orbach, quoted in Chaim VaChesed, writes that one should still recite Keriyat Shema Alamita and Hamapil, as at that time, when he goes to sleep, he's anyways in bed and will not be taking care of the burial at that moment. An onen is also not allowed to study Torah, just like an avel is not. However, on Shabbat and Yom Tov, in which there is no aninut, as we previously mentioned, because it is not the time to bury the dead, some Haronim allow an onen to study Torah. Still, the Chaim VaChesed writes that this should only be one should only be lenient to study when he's doing so in private. However, public Torah study should be forbidden also for an onen, and thus, if an onen shows up at the Bet Knesset, he should not be given an aliyah. Regarding Havdalah on Motzei Shabbat, for example, if somebody had a passing of an immediate relative on Shabbat or before that, but he's still an onen and the burial will take place on Sunday, he would be exempt from reciting Havdalah just as he is exempt from any other mitzvot. If the burial takes place on Sunday, he would have to recite Havdalah after the burial. However, if the burial took place on a Monday or a Tuesday, then and he was an onen throughout Motzei Shabbat, there is a dispute among the Rishonim whether or not he would be obligated to make up the Havdalah on those days, as generally one would if he missed Havdalah on Sunday, Motzei Shabbat and Sunday, or if he is exempt because he was exempt during the time of the obligation, he no longer needs to make it up on a Monday or a Tuesday. The halacha is, Chaim VaChesed rules that one should say it without a Shem u'Malchut in order to fulfill the opinions that he still has to say it. However, he would delay the beracha of a gefen and recite it fully on Hashem ul Malchut and drink from the wine at that point. Aside from the prohibition to fulfill mitzvot, an onen is also forbidden to eat meat and drink wine, obviously with the exception of Shabbat, in which he is not an onen, as we mentioned. Some poskim write that one should not even have a se'udat keva, that means to wash and to eat bread, and some communities have even had the custom fast during this period. However, this is not the accepted custom, and an onen generally is permitted to wash and eat bread without a beracha, as we spoke. Regarding other prohibitions, the onen is forbidden to wash generally, showers and the like, have marital relations, engage in joyous activities, or to go to work. One who has a business that cannot close during the Shiva should sell it to a partner other than his wife, before he even becomes an onen, that is to say, before the passing. However, if one couldn't do it before, it's an unexpected passing or whatever it is, one should consult with the rabbi about setting up such an arrangement even after the passing, during the aninut period, but prior to the burial. An onen is permitted to wear leather shoes. Many haronim, including the Hida, Ma'ari Ayash, Eretz Chaim Sitehon, Hatam Sofer, and Chacham Avadya Yosef write that it is forbidden to take a haircut during the aninut period as well, and this is the ruling of the Chaim Vachesed, despite the fact that there were many communities who were lenient in this regard. On a final note, as we mentioned in other shiurim, we see from here how careful the Torah is and Chachamim are with the respect of the deceased, and how much more so should we have respect for the living amongst us and not slight their honor in the slightest possible way. Bezat Hashem, umachal Hashem, dimah me'al kol panim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu obliterate all death, and may we see the redeeming of Tzion with Tehiyat HaMetim, Bezat Hashem, b'mirah b'amenu, amen, k'ni ratzon. Shabbat Shalom.